patient style. We're going to PSA break. But ad break just sounds so much more natural. Like, oh, we got to run the ads. But again, I'm on. Your DJ Anna here. I'm here with Mary, who will hopefully be a DJ soon. What else? You need one more. What else do you need? You need a bumper. Or no. You don't need a bumper. You need the weekly news. See if there's a Wony weekly news. Yes. go. There's an arrow at the top. Do you see it? Like, further up. Because, like, you don't have to go back to further up. 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 To the left.
Oh, this?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because I kept going back to gym, but I was like, there's got to be an easier way to do that. So it should say, Wony Weekly News. Legal IDs. Oh, news. You see where it says news? Yeah, so the news, a PSA. The bumper, you can just say. Like, the bumper is just, you're listening to WONY 90.9. You just, like, I just did the bumper. So you can just do that. Anyways, we're going to go. Oh, my name is Anna. I'm your DJ on air. The training hour is over, pretty much. So we're going to go to the next hour of my show. Don't hang up, because you love me. Again, you're DJ on. So that was Michael Jackson. That is, I know this is cleaning out the attic, but everyone knows Michael Jackson. So it isn't even like a, you know, it's not like he really got lost to antiquity or anything. Like, yeah, that was black. That was like... And can I say something, Mary? Michael Jackson's great. That's a great song. That's the song that white Michael Jackson fans like. when he went, it don't matter, ding, 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 ding. That's the Michael Jackson, like, no hate, great song. But I feel like the Michael Jackson I listened to was when he's like, oh, what's the one he's like?
My favorite is Man.
Yeah, you're... Man, you are white. Yeah, that's what white Michael Jackson. All right, let's go to PSA break. Okay. Okay, open up the tab that had all your stuff lined up. Did you open the news? That's spot. No. Where is it? Safari. Go to Safari. I hate IMAX, yo. Okay. You didn't pull the news up.
It was on the other tab.
Oh, click on it. It's going to open up here, too. Yeah. I don't think it matters what order you play it in, either. Okay. Just, yeah, X that out. Okay. Okay, I'm going to say the bumper. That's fine. This is you're listening to WONY 90.9, The Whale. Ooh. That's what a whale sounds like, right? Ooh. That's right. Okay. All right. I'm going to keep talking so there's, like, no silence, but just go ahead. Now, Mary, you're missing a couple things. Pause that. Okay. What's the first thing? Turn what on? There's another thing you're missing. What are you missing? No? How are you going to hear it?
Okay.
Put the headphones on. Okay, what's the next thing?
The iMac.
What about the iMac?
Turn it on.
The iMac is already on. Okay. Turn it on. Okay, awesome. Now what? Now start it over.
Okay.
Is it playing?
Yeah. Okay. Hi everyone, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to. On Sunday, September 7th from 3 to 4 p.m., come and join Wony for a general interest meeting. This will be happening in Fitzell Hall 303. Come learn all about radio. On Monday, September 8th, join Student Association for Chuck's Comedy Club featuring Cody Woods. This will be happening in the waterfront in Hunt Union from 9 to 10 p.m. On Tuesday, head on down to Tuesday Trivia in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Jewelry Making Club for a lip gloss keychain making event. All supplies will be included. This will be happening from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room in Hunt Union. Hope to see you there. On Thursday, September 11th, join the Alumni Association for a 9/11 memorial happening from 9 to 10 a.m. by the 9/11 Pillars in the Quad. On Friday, September 12th, join the Activities Council for a screening of Friday Fright Vampire. This will be happening in the Red Dragon Theater from 8 to 9 p.m. On Saturday, September 13th, join the Caribbean Student Association for a paint and powder party. This will be happening in Hunt Union on the third floor from 2 to 5 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
Listening to WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. I repeat, you are listening to WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
following hour will be a talk show with one of our DJs. Views and opinions expressed during this program are those of our hosts and guests.
Hello. Okay, it's me, On, your DJ On Air. I'm back here with another continued episode of Cleaning Out the Attic. Again, it's starting a little late on the second hour, but if you're here in the first hour, which I hope you were, I was training my friend and future DJ, Mary. Where did we leave off? We were listening to a Michael Jackson. Where is the CD? Michael Jackson on the album Dangerous, I believe. Yes. We just listened to Black and White. Mary, I was like, oh, what's your favorite song on the album? And she was like, oh, Black and White. Black or White. I was like, for me, when I listen to music, like, even if I've been listening to that artist for my entire life, I will not know what a song is until you play it for me. Like, if you say, oh, the title is, like, such and such, I'll be like, I don't know what song that is. So you have to play the song for me. So we played Black or White. I also broke the case, if you guys were there. I broke the front case. Michael Jackson on the album Dangerous. And guys, okay, I can say this. Well, I can't say this. I just want everyone to know, this is really important to me. I hope you guys know that I'm black. I want you guys to know I've been told I sound like a 13-year-old white boy a lot. I'm not white, guys. Just so you know. But anyways, yeah, that was the whitest Michael Jackson song ever. I'm trying to remember. It goes, beautiful song, uplifting. It truly doesn't matter if you're black or white. You know, we're all just people. I feel like that was used in a movie. I can't remember what movie, but like, I personally, never at like a family gathering, in the kitchen, in my bedroom, in my own time, have I ever, in my black family, heard that Michael Jackson song play. I've never been out and, okay, let me chill. Great song. I don't know. I usually listen to, I don't know what album it is. I don't even know what era it is. But, what was the one where he was in Egypt? Oh, I just had this conversation. Do you remember the time when we first ran up? Do you remember the time when we ran? You know, with Eddie Murphy, when his wife was like, feed him to the lions. That's a great one. Anyways, that's the Michael Jackson I usually listen to. If you were here on the first hour, you also heard Common Rider O's. This is very niche. I hate saying the word niche, but it's just a CD from Japan. And they were singing in Japanese, and they were like, meow, meow. And it was great. That's not from the attic. I bought that last August, or this August. The August previous, last month, at a convention. Very happy. I love the CD. We're going to play the rest of that. Not on this episode. Definitely the next one. Well, maybe not definitely the next one, but you're going to hear the rest of the album before the end of the year. Heads up. I won't be having my show next Sunday. I'm really sorry, guys. I know you guys all really love me and you're all really going to miss me. Next Sunday I won't. Oh, whoa. I just like bit my teeth. That was weird. I don't know how I did that. I won't be here next Sunday. Sorry. Okay. So we already played Tower Power last episode. Do you guys want to continue with the Michael Jackson? You can't say I love Michael Jackson because who doesn't like Michael Jackson? Actually, story time. I don't know if this is really a story. I used to work at Target. I don't work there anymore. Thank God. I don't work at Target anymore. But you know, Target has a clientele of wealthy, middle-aged and older, Caucasian guests. We would call them guests. That was the term, not customers. They were guests. And you know, it's normal. It's retail. It's whatever. Sorry. Let me finish the story first. Lexi just texted me. We'll get to that. What was I going to say? Anyways, this really old guy comes in. And he comes in on, like, he's on, like, one of the power chairs or whatever, the power scooters or whatever. And this guy, I hated when this guy came through my line because he was a menace. And not in, like, he was rude. He would come down the line and he'd be like, oh, way by the water. Like, he would be singing, like, I don't know. I don't even know what genre. I felt it was a little... Okay. I want everyone in the show know that this is also partially a talk show, and my views and opinions expressed here are not reflective of the Wony station as a whole. When he would come down and sing, like, I was born by the river, I felt it was a little racially charged. I thought he was, like, coming down the line and he was, like, singing slave hymns while I checked out, like, his groceries. I don't know. I was really anxious as a kid. I don't know. I thought everyone was out to get me, and I thought they all hated me. That's just what I thought. I was like, he scrolled down, like, slowly. He had sunglasses on, too. He was like, wait by the water, down Mississippi, or however that song goes. Anyways. What does it have to do with Michael Jackson? One time he was, like, trying to talk to me, like, just make conversation. He was like, I can't remember what he said. He was like, man, I love Elvis or something. I was like, yeah, yeah, Elvis. And he was like, he's way better than that stupid trash like Michael Jackson. I said, okay, that's too far. That's too far. And that's, I guess some people don't like Michael Jackson, and they're probably just, like, really old racist people. So I don't know. Anyways, that was my tangent. Lexi just texted me more Michael Jackson. And I will play more Michael Jackson. But I think that this is the Michael Jackson album for white people. And thanks for agreeing, Lexi. She also says it was like she tried. I think... And that hadn't even occurred to me until that song played. I think there are some songs preferred by the Caucasian population when it comes to Michael Jackson, which I didn't realize. Because, again, I already said this, I have never listened to black or white at any family gathering ever. That's like, to me, black or white, it's a good song, but that's like, this is horrible. Because it was a very powerful song when it came out. It was very powerful. It was Michael Jackson, one of the biggest artist, the biggest pop artist of the era, and he's like, doesn't matter if you're black, it doesn't matter if you're white, it doesn't matter if you're Asian, that doesn't matter, we're all human, we can all get together, we're all awesome. But to me now, that's like the diversity training hire video, and it's like the clips of all the employees and they're like laughing and working and having a good time, and it's like, it don't matter, din-din-din-din-din, if you're black or white, you know. Anyways, I'm sorry, guys. Okay, yeah. Anyways, I'm more of a remember the time, kind of Michael Jackson fan. Remember the time, or oh, what's the other one? Remember the time, oh, Billie Jean. Or even older than that. It's another one I really like, and it's like, okay, anyways, we're gonna play more Michael Jackson. We only played one song off, so we can play two more. Usually I would just play the two that came after that, which is Who Is It and Give In to Me. But I kind of, it has the song on here, Dangerous, which is the name of the album, so I kind of want to play that one. And I'm also think I will just play the first one, because I usually like to play the first song off any album that I play. So I'm just going to cue up the first song here. And so that's Jam. And then we'll listen to the very last one, which is Dangerous. Because we started in the middle of the album. Let's just jump to the beginning and to the end. Why not? Right? So All right, this is Jam by Michael Jackson off the album Dangerous. Guys, I know I just said I was... Oh, first of all, great song. I know I just said I was going to play Jam and then Dangerous, but I'm so stupid, I just realized the song Remember the Time is on this album. So it's also kind of even crazier that I've heard Remember the Time, but not Black or White, despite them being on the same album. So anyways, we're going to play that instead because I love that song, okay? So this is Remember the Time by Michael Jackson.
Do you remember when we fell in love? We were young and innocent then. Do you remember how it all began? It just seemed like heaven, so I did it. Do you remember back in the fall?
Guys, if I still had a breath, it's because I was up dancing to that one. I'm sorry. Great Michael Jackson song. Really great one. One of my favorites. Really, I think my favorite Michael Jackson song ever. really out of breath. yeah. Bring Michael Jackson song. So we can't play any more from the album. Unfortunately, we did reach our 3-song limit. But wow. I actually haven't listened to any Michael Jackson in a very long time. Not very long. But I definitely haven't gone out of my way to play it recently. So good. Do you remember the time when we first fell in love? Oh! When did that song come out? Let's see, this record came out in the 90s. Oh, can you imagine being at the club and that song came on? Yeah, I don't want to curse, but I'd lose. I'd be crazy on it. Clap it up for Michael Jackson. Clap it up for Michael Jackson. Okay. Anyways, yeah. Love Michael Jackson. I don't know. Honestly, I feel like I might have bought some of these. But, because... Well, I guess this might belong to my mom. She loves Michael Jackson. I think she loves Michael Jackson. She loves anything, like, R&B. It's weird. She's, like, kind of specific about her music, but also not really. Like, R&B generally is good, so you can't really go wrong. She did tell me that she does not like sisters with a voice. She said one of them always sounds off key. Like, all of them wasn't in tune. Like, one of them weren't in tune. Which, that was always kind of surprising, but they have great music, too. They're like, something happened to me. That gently touches my soul. What else did I do? Oh, yeah. Oh. you can't get my love. Eliza girl can't get no love from me. Hey, let's see what's my friend's called. Try to. Yeah. Anyways, unrelated to Michael Jackson, but. Ooh, I would like a Sisters of Voice CD, but I think they're a little newer than that. It's like 2010s, right? 2005, maybe? I don't know. Love Michael Jackson. I also really like this cover art. He's got... Oh, I'm so sorry. I just had to burp. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Guys, okay. Listen, one thing they don't tell you about, you know, having access to a radio station. I'm live on the air right now. Maybe I only have, like, 3 million viewers or something. But that's, you know... I'm live. Anyone can tune in if they really wanted to. That's such a strange concept to me. Not strange, but it's like, whoa, I have that power to reach a lot of people. And I should probably be responsible and not burp into the mic. But, what was I going to say? Oh my god, I was going to say something really awesome. Oh, no, being in a radio studio is strange. I'm just here because I want to be here, like, for fun. You know, I'm not, like, looking to go into radio after I graduate. But if you guys think I should go into radio after I graduate, call in and tell me. Because I will. Maybe. Probably not. I won't do that. Because I'm just like, okay, what I really like about being a DJ here on WONY 90.9, not the audience, not the music, not the club. Who cares about the club? Ugh, just kidding. I love my e-board. Is that you're here with a lot of really high quality, like, high definition audio equipment. Like, the speakers in this studio, phenomenal. And I'm not, like, an audiophile or anything, you know, I'm not, like, looking into the data structure of a FLAC file or anything, you know? But I have just kind of used very crappy headphones and, like, earbuds for the last 10 or 20 years of my life, or, like, hand-me-downs, you know. So, it's kind of weird being like, oh, I can actually hear the instruments. Because I'd also always lose an earbud, so then I'd only be listening to my music out of, like, one ear. So, it's just kind of weird being like, oh, it's so, wow. And they get really nice and loud. Like, when I'm listening, sometimes, I don't do this now because it's with CDs, obviously. But when I had a show last semester and I was just playing off a playlist, sometimes I would pick songs on there, not because I wanted to share them with you, but just because I specifically wanted to hear them in the really nice high-quality studio headphones. And also, there's monitors, so you can just blast them from the monitors, too. And it's like, I mean, you shouldn't blast them. I only do it on occasion, but wow. That's so awesome. So, yeah, that was a great song to hear in such high quality. I really, really enjoyed that. Yeah. Love Michael Jackson. All right. Let's move on here. Because, you know, I brought five. We can only really play two because one of the discs is missing. And the other one I played last week. So that's like last resort. We don't really need to play that. So the only one here left here I have is Steely Dan on the album The Royal Skin. And Steely Dan is amazing. I love Steely Dan. He says, learn to work the saxophone. I play it just when I feel, you know. They call Alabama the Crimson Tongue. Dun, dun. Call me Deacon Blues, they gotta play. Okay, sorry. But that's not this album. I've never heard this one, which is The Royal Scam. Let's see. Oh, there's like an ad. I was like, oh, this is a weird book. No, it's the front cover is an ad on the back. Compact disc, compact price. For a copy of MCA Records compact disc catalog. Oh, you can get a catalog. Oh, you guys want to get a CD catalog? It has Elton John, you know, Diamond, and The Fix. Oh, I do like The Fix. I'm not going to list the rest of the bands on here because I don't know any of them, and I feel like you guys will get mad at me. So, but anyways, that's just like the inside ad slip. I don't know why I read that. What's on this? Oh, it's like squeaking. I don't like that. Kid Charlemagne, Caves of Altamira, Don't Take Me Alive, Sign In Stranger, The Fez, Green Earrings, Haitian Divorce, Everything You Did, and The Royal Scam. I wish, this is on the Michael Jackson album too. The name of the album, like the song that has the name of the album, is at the bottom. I wish it was at the top so that we could hear it, because I want to hear the song The Royal Scam. And I don't think I'm going to skip. I'm just going to play the top three songs off this, but it's just kind of like, come on. You know, I want to hear it, but I don't want to skip. And we don't have time to listen to the whole thing. Oh, guys. Well, I forgot the Michael Jackson CD case was broken. Okay. No, Michael Jackson is safe back in his, CD case. R.I.P. Michael Jackson. Forgot he was dead for a second. yeah, R.I.P. the GOAT. Alright. And I guess these songs are pretty long. Well, the first three songs are, like, normal. To me, if a song is, like, 4 minutes, that's long. A regular song is, like, 3 minutes to me, so 4 minutes is long. Like, Tower of Power was, like, 6 minutes. Oh, no. The ones we played were, like, five. We've got to come to a decision. I just remembered. Yeah, Tower of Power. Okay. No more stalling. Let me put the CD in. Whoa. Okay. Sorry, guys. I was really scared I was going to break it. And this CD is also really smudged and, like, scratched and kind of gross, so let me just... I think I asked this, but do you guys still, like, breathe on your discs and your CDs? I don't actually know if it does anything. I mean, apparently it, you know, it does something, like, it's the dust off, but as a kid, I always just did it because I liked seeing my breath, what is the word? I want to say not conjugate. That's completely the wrong word. What is the word? Condense. I like to see it condense on the back of the CD. So sometimes I would take my brother's PS2 games and I would just take one out of the case. I go on it. Which I guess wouldn't damage it, but it's just kind of like, why are you doing that? You know? But I thought it was fun. And, you know, I don't really get to breathe on the back of CDs and wipe them off very often. So I was very excited. I liked that. But I don't know. Let me know, guys. Okay. All right. Enough stalling. Let's play the first song off the Steely Dan album, The Royal Scam, Kid Charlemagne.
Turned it on. now, but history. Can you see what happened on? Memory rush over me. Now I step into the song. Before the fall, when they wrote it on the wall, when there wasn't even any Hollywood, they heard the call, and they wrote it on the wall for you and me. We
was The K's of Altamira by Steely Dan. I feel like I heard that recently. I can't remember where. It might have been the car. Anyways, I love Steely Dan. There's not a single Steely Dan album for me that has a skip. And I realize I've probably never listened to this album, but I've heard all these songs individually, most likely, like scattered around. Kid Charlamagne, I've heard. Cuz Altamira, I've heard. I don't know if I've heard the third one that we're going to play, Don't Take Me Alive, but probably. Also, I didn't realize in the first one, Don't You Realize That You Were a Champion in Their Eyes, was Kanye sampled that. I can't remember what song that was, but I never got on my way to listen to Kanye, and I feel like it's a little too late to do that, so I waited too long. But who knows? Maybe I will. I don't even know what to say. Like, I just love Steely Dan. He has a great sound. I didn't know he was white. For the longest time, I thought the singer was a black guy. And he's not. He's a very old Jewish white guy. So I didn't know that. Yeah. All right, well, we're getting towards the end of the show. I'll probably play the last song, Hang Up on You Guys. So a heads up again. Guys, I will not be here next Sunday. I'm very sorry to all my viewers. I know it's only the second show, but I will not be here for the third one. I will be back the week after. Or actually, I might miss my next two shows, actually. I don't know. I'll keep you guys updated, and you'll know. What else? Oh, if you're on campus, I would go into town today because they are having the City of the Hills festival celebration. I don't know. I don't know if I'll be there. I have a lot of work to do, but hopefully I can stop by and see everyone and spend some money that I don't need to spend. Ooh. Sorry, I'm playing with the mic. Anyways, we'll play the song. I'll let you guys go. Love you. My name is On. I'm your DJ On Air. You were listening. Kind of listening right now, but you were listening to an episode of Cleaning Out the Attic, where I take all the CDs out of my attic, and I listen to them, and we talk about them. So hopefully you stay for the show. I know it was kind of weird today because I was training, so there was a lot of downtime where, like, the actual music I wanted to play wasn't playing. But, you know, hopefully the next couple shows will be more settled in and the like. So, yeah. Okay, I love you all, guys. I'll be here every Sunday, 10 in the morning to 12 p.m. Not next Sunday, though. Anyways, this is the last song. What is this? This is Don't Take Me Alive by Steely Dan. Love you guys. Bye! We'll be right back.
This is Grant from Naked Giants, and you're listening to WONY, Oneonta.
3,795, a troubling number, the number accounting for the amount of reported hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in the U.S. since just last March. Over the last year, as issues of political tension, racial injustice, poverty, and other pandemic-related issues came into conversation, there have been nearly 4,000 cases of racially charged violence against Asians which, until recently, have flown under the radar. If our representatives and higher powers won't take a stand against this violence, then it falls to the American citizens to spread awareness and stop the hate. Together, we can educate the community on how to be better for our Asian Americans and ensure a safe and welcoming country. Visit StopAAPIHate.org for more information on how you can help.
Hi, everyone. You're listening